Life Point Church. Man, thank you all once again for coming and being with us and joining us here on Life Point Live. Man, I'm so thankful that you've chosen to do life with us and connect with us here online if you're live right now, or if you're watching after the fact, man, thanks for stopping in and checking us out. But man, let's go ahead and just get this thing going today. So if you're on Facebook Live right now, go ahead and get that watch party going, invite your friends, jump in that comment section, say hey to everybody, and you can stay in that comment section throughout the service, man. So, but again, thank you so much for being here. And today we're starting a new message series. One that I've thought about doing for quite some time and now seems appropriate, but we're doing this series called Seasons. And you know, one of the things that I love the most about living in Louisville, Kentucky is that we get to experience all the seasons, right? I mean, we have like frigid, cold winters, right? We have accumulating snow, we get ice, we kind of get the full range of winter. And then we're able to move into spring, like right now. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. And so we get to spring where we see, you know, nature come back to life, and we have sunshine and rain, and we have a brief spring, but we have spring, right? Then we move into the blazing hot summer where we get, you know, 100 plus degrees at times, humidity, you know, is through the roof. And then we move into fall. Right? And then we have this beautiful, cool fall. But in Louisville, we get to experience all the seasons. And I think that is so important, because when we experience all of them, we get to fully appreciate them. Because if you take one of them out, it doesn't allow you to fully appreciate the other. Because it's in their differences, and it's in the transitions that we see the beauty of God's creation. It's in all four seasons and the challenges that each bring that allows us to understand the world around us as it relates to nature, right? And it's in those challenges as well. And so we get to see the beauty, but if a season is challenging, you know, maybe you don't like the winter, you don't do well in the cold, or you don't do well in the hot, we know that the next season is coming, right? Right? That it's temporary, so it gives us hope. Man, seasons are everything. But just like in nature, we have seasons, we also have seasons of life. We get to experience all kinds of different seasons as we journey, man. And some of the life seasons that we go through are amazing, and we love them, and it's full of joy and laughter, and it's great. While others, man, not so much. But again, it's in all of the different seasons of life combined together that leads us to appreciating and understanding and experience the fullness of life. And so throughout this series, we're going to be checking out what God's Word has to say about some of the different life seasons that we find ourselves in. And specifically, we're going to focus in on some of the most common, as well as the ones that we really struggle the most with. Because again, some seasons of life, I mean, they're dark and they're hard and they're difficult, and we need a little bit of encouragement. And the beautiful thing is that God's Word speaks life into those difficult seasons that we may go through. You know, so as we begin in this series, one thing that we can always count on is the seasons, right? Or the seasons. We have seasons in nature, and then we have seasons in life. And we are going to experience a plethora of seasons. And we see that that truth here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, which is going to be our key scripture throughout this series. And here we see King Solomon, who, and I've said this before, is probably one of the wisest dudes that ever walked the planet. And he said this. So check this out. Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. He says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. You see, there is a season for everything, the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. And throughout this series, again, we're going to focus on some of the more common life seasons that we find ourselves in, specifically speaking into the ones that we struggle the most with. So we're going to be talking about seasons of hurt, seasons of doubt, seasons of joy, and seasons of rest. And today, we're going to kick it off actually with what I believe is the most fitting season of life to discuss right now, because it's a season of life that every single one of us is going through. I don't care who you are currently in this season of life. I am, and you are. And that's what we're going to talk about, a season of change. Because we're all sitting in the middle of it, right? Everything around us is changing. Over the past 2 months with this pandemic, our world has been completely flipped upside down. Everything has changed. Maybe for you, you're working from home now, right? And you're trying to adjust and change your schedule to that. Or maybe you were laid off. Or maybe you're working more hours than ever and you're trying to figure out how to juggle your family or juggle just life in general because you're constantly working. You know, change has hit us all. Our kids, they're doing schoolwork at home, right? We have become teachers now. Whether you like it or not, if you have kids, you are. Our schedules have changed. Your patterns that you were used to are gone. When you go to Kroger or the grocery store, we gotta wear a mask, right? And if you need toilet paper, well, good luck. You might as well just start investing in a bidet. Our world is flipped upside down. We are all in a season of change. And the crazy thing about it is that as soon as we start to get, you know, a little bit used to this, I mean, it's been a couple months, some people are starting to groove and create new patterns, things are gonna change again, right? Some of this, the social distancing and the restrictions are gonna get lifted and we're gonna start to get back out into the world again. But it's not gonna be like it was before. There's gonna be this slow process. So that's gonna be yet another change. Change for us as humans is inevitable. Even outside of our all shared season of change with this pandemic, change is inevitable. As you journey through life, as long as you have breath in your lungs, you are going to experience change in some shape or form. Whether it's that you change your careers, you change a job, you have kids, or you get married, that all creates change. You get a new boss or new leader at work, new principal at school, that creates change. We're always changing. You're hopefully learning new things. Your body and your physical abilities will change over time. Your appearance will change over time. Your financials will probably change over time. Everything is changing because change is inevitable, but yet at times we resist change. Actually, a lot of the times we resist and push back on change because change is difficult. It's overwhelming. It can be terrifying. It instills and strikes fear in many, many people. And even though it's inevitable, even though we're going to experience it, it can be uncomfortable. It can be painful at times. So we push back. But why, right? Like, we know that things are going to change. It seems like we should just embrace that. But yet we push back. And it's primarily because as humans, man, we are drawn to patterns. We're drawn to consistency and we're drawn to control. And when things change, That takes all those things away. When we don't feel like we have a good pattern or we don't have consistency, man, we start to get fearful. Because our comfort zone, right, our patterns, our consistency, like breeds like this sense of safety and security and stability for us. At times we walk through life just loving our rhythms and our patterns, and we don't want anything to change, but yet we're really maybe not happy. We just feel comfortable. And the thought of change terrifies us. But this is also dangerous. It seems simple to say, okay, I like my pattern, I like my way of life, and I don't want things to change. That might seem like a minor thing, but it's actually a major thing. Because when we are unable to change, or when we're unable to receive change and walk through it with grace and confidence, we are actually robbing ourselves from maybe what God wants to do in our lives. You know, when we resist and push change, it at times keeps us in jobs that we don't really like. They're just comfortable. It might keep us in relationships that are toxic. It might prevent us from seeking the help that we really need, or making some of the behavioral changes in our lives that we need to do. Maybe we need to kick an addiction, or we need to eliminate some things in our lives, but because of fear of change, we push back. And it's the same thing in our relationship with God. Many times we avoid or neglect our relationship with God or push him away altogether for fear of change. We're afraid that if we study more about Jesus and we investigate his life, and that we end up giving our lives to him, professing a belief in him, confessing and believing, we're afraid that he might actually change us. And we don't know what that's going to look like, so we're fearful, so we just push back. And again, the end result is that we are not doing all the things that God created us to do. We're not who he created us to be if he wants to bring change in our lives, but we're resisting. When it comes to seasons of change, I get it. It is tough. The struggle is real. But it doesn't have to be. And that's what I want you to hear this morning. It doesn't have to be as terrifying and scary and difficult as we may think it is. You see, seasons of change are necessary. We all need it. God uses change to improve us, to take us to the next level, to teach us new things, maybe to help us course correct something that we messed up, and he wants to get us back on the right path, so he creates and brings about a little bit of change in our life. He does it to sustain us. He creates change in our life so that we can actually fully enjoy life. Because see, you're not going to fully enjoy life unless you're being exactly who God created you to be and doing the things he created you to do. And he uses change to help us get to that point or to get to the next level. Change, though terrifying at times, honestly, can be beautiful. Even the difficult times of change. The grind that you get into when you're changing something up that's huge. I mean, it can be beautiful. All we really need to begin to do is to have a little bit of a different perspective when it comes to change in our life. And so to help us with this and to find this new perspective, I want to share some words with you that God spoke to the prophet Isaiah. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 43. And we're going to read verses 18 and 19. And this is what the Lord said to Isaiah. He said, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" He says, "I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands." See, the Lord said to him, he said, "Forget the things of the past." And you know, when I've read this in the past, I always think about when he's referring to forget the former things. I always think about the negative things. But what about the good things in our life? Is he telling us to forget those too? Well, if you read it for what it is. It says, forget the former things. So that would be the good and the bad. And he said, don't dwell on the past because I am doing a new thing. God's paving a new path for you. And when you enter into that season of change and it presents itself to you, don't push away. Don't run, because God might be doing a new thing. And because of scripture like Jeremiah 29:11 that reminds us that God is for us and that his plans for us are not to hurt us, but to give us life and to give us hope and to give us a future. So in knowing that, when we enter into that season of change, when he's doing a new thing, we can be sure that it is good. It may not be the change that we wanted or the change that we kind of were trying to lead up to or kind of build our lives towards, but I promise you, when he does that new thing in your life and you just receive it and you accept it and you move forward with it, I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You're going to be surprised at where you're at and how incredible your life is. Not perfect, but far better from where it was, because you're following God's plan for your life. So really, we just need to switch up our perspective on change. We need a fresh eyes and fresh perspective on change. And here's that new perspective. It's this. I want you to remember and think of change as, change isn't something that happens to you, but is happening for you. Let me say that again. Change isn't something that happens to you, but it's happening for you. God may be using change in your life right now. Could be this current situation we're all in, or it could be a completely different change, or it's going to be a change in the future, but he might be using change in your life as an opportunity for you to grow, to experience new things, to experience life, to mature, to adapt, to course correct things, for you to thrive like never before. Change is necessary for us all to go through in order for us to be all that God created us to be. You have to go through change. Yet, we push back because it's terrifying. But what we don't really realize at times is that journeying through those scary, uncomfortable, and even painful moments will get us out on the other end to maybe the most joy that you've ever experienced in your life. And it's that fear that prevents us from getting to that place. It's fear that has us pushing back against change. For me personally, over the past year and a half, my life has been full of change. After a year and a half ago, I left my job of 12 and a half years as a director of a psychiatric residential facility. A job that was, though chaotic, was very comfortable to me. I'd worked hard to get to where I was, and I was good at what I did. And it was what I knew. I graduated college and started working there. So it was all that I ever knew. But yet God was leading me in a different direction. He was leading me to come to LifePoint full time. And that was a terrifying change, because this is something that I have never done full time. I'd never really worked at a church. I had always worked elsewhere and just kind of volunteered or did part time at a church. So it was terrifying to think of going through that change process. But I can tell you right now with 100% certainty that it was the best decision that I've made. Best decision I've made in a long time, and I am happier and more at peace than I've ever been. And during this year and a half, God has shown me so much. He's taught me so much. And I've grown leaps and bounds. And I don't say that to brag. I say that because I know that if I hadn't made that change in my life, if I hadn't received change when it was presented to me, when God was doing that new thing in my life, if I resisted that, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't know the things that I know, and I wouldn't be moving forward in my life and growing in my relationship with God the way that I am. Change can be beautiful. It can take you to the place that you never thought possible. But we have to get over that fear that leads us to resisting. You see, because if there is no change in your life, if you never change, then you'll only know what you know today. You'll only experience what you experience today. And you see, God is wanting to do a new thing. He says, it's bubbling up, don't you perceive it? It's here. I'm trying to do a new thing. But if we don't change, we're never moving forward. We're never gonna fully understand and see the beauty of life. Again, think about the seasons in nature. If, you know, for me, again, I love fall. I think fall is great. Just that there's nothing like going outside on a nice fall evening, shorts and a hoodie. It's like perfect for me. But if fall was all I ever knew, I wouldn't fully appreciate it. And I also wouldn't understand spring, which I love 10 times more than fall. Fall is good, but spring is incredible. It's my favorite season. And I wouldn't know that if all I did was stayed in the good of fall. But I get to experience spring because of change. And though winter can be difficult, it can be challenging, right? It can be dark. We know spring's coming. So I get to go through that change to get to something beautiful, something incredible. And life is the same way. If we can go through and push through change and get out on the other side, you're going to be amazed at how great your life can be. But again, the problem is fear. The problem is the unknown. Like, well, what if I go through all that and then I get to this change and I work through it and I get on the other end, and what if I don't like it? What if it's not as good? Then we start to spiral in the what ifs and the fear, and then we just push it away. We say, no, I'm good. I'm just gonna stay where I'm comfortable and I'm gonna stay right here. And then you're not gonna be who God wants you to be. And therefore, you're not going to be as happy. And you're not going to have as much peace and joy. And you're not going to do the things that God created you to do. You're going to feel like something's missing. It's because you're not allowing God to do a new thing in your life. And I know it can be terrifying. I know it can be challenging. So I want to leave you one final truth. When we go through these seasons of change, the greatest thing that we can cling on to is the fact that you're not alone. You're not alone. When you go through change, when it might be challenging and scary and difficult, you can push through because God is with you. You can push through because Life Point Church is here for you. We love you and we want to help you walk through that season of change, but more importantly, God is with you. And he will never leave you and never forsake you. For those of us who have that connected relationship with him, he's with you always to the end of the age. He's always with you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says this. He says, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And because of that fact, you can be bold, courageous. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be discouraged. You can go through this season of change and you can make it through. And not only will you just make it through, but you will thrive through it. And then you'll come out on the other end a better person. The person, more of the person that God has created you to be. And in a relationship and a life with Jesus, it's a constant process of change and growth. And it doesn't have to be scary. We just have to switch up our perspective. Right? We gotta switch it up. We gotta understand that change is not being done to us, but it's for us. God wants to do a new thing in your life. And I promise you, it will be incredible. if we can get through the fear and not push it away. You see, when change presents itself to us, let's begin to actually embrace it, understanding that God is there with us, understanding that even though it might be challenging, that God is trying to do something new in our life, and He wants to take us to the next level. Whatever that change may be, begin to embrace it and understand that it's being done for you. And you can do it. You can make it through because God is with you. Let's pray. God, again, we're so thankful, first off, God, that you're with us. That we know no matter what we go through, no matter how tough life may be, whatever season we're in, that you're with us. God, we're so thankful for that. And Lord, we're thankful for change. We're thankful for seasons of change. And though it may not be what we wanted, God, we know that you work all things together for good, that you have a plan, that you know what you're doing, and that you love us, and that you want to do a new thing. So God, may we receive the new thing. May we embrace it and not resist it and not push away, and connect with you and with your people to help us work through it. God, I pray that you would help us right now as we continue to go through this change that our whole world is going through. God, give us wisdom. Give us safety. Give us confidence and boldness as we thrive in this change, knowing that you're with us, so we have nothing to fear. Again, God, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for loving us. And I pray that each person that's on here this morning or whenever they're watching, God, that you would speak truth over them, that life to them, that they would feel your presence, and that you would give them comfort through the change, knowing that you're there. In your name we pray. Amen. Man, again, thank you all so much for being here with us. We love you all. And I say this every week, but man, if you're going through anything or if you have any needs, feel free to reach out to us. We're here for you. We really are. If we don't know that you have something that's going on and we can't really help, so we want to help you, whether it be just to pray over you or to encourage you or to help you financially or get you something that you may need. If we can, we'll do everything that we can. So just let us know, reach out to us, we're here for you. Also, if this is your first time checking out LifePoint Church, thank you for being here. Thanks for checking us out. If you want more information about our church and about us and how to do life with us, you can go ahead and send us a direct message or you can drop it in the comment section below and someone will get in touch with you. Or you can go to our website, you can find my email address on there, you can shoot me an email. But we'd love to get in touch with you and let you know a little bit more about LifePoint. Also, if you want information about what it looks like or what it takes to have that connected relationship with Jesus, to come to know Him as your Savior and to begin to journey through that change, let us know. Again, hit us in the comment section or direct message or an email. I'd love to talk to you about that. We can set up a video chat or we can just chat online or a phone call. But I'd love to talk to you about that. Also, if you call LifePoint Church home or you just want to just to encourage and help us out, you can still give online. You can give your tithes and your offerings and your gifts. If you go to our website, it's lpc502.com. Again, lpc502.com. On the top right-hand corner is an online giving button. You click it. It takes you to a safe and secure place where you can give. But we just ask that you would continue to give and maybe consider giving for the first time if you haven't. We'd appreciate it. We want to continue to love on other people, to do more ministry, and to move this church, God's church, forward in the direction that He wants it to go. Finally, this Thursday night is our prayer night, so be on the look for times of that, and we'll do it live on Facebook and I think Instagram as well. So check that out and join us. It's a great time. We can just connect and we can pray together. And I encourage you to come check that out. enough of me rambling. I love you guys. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you next week as we move into week two of this series, Seasons, and we're gonna be talking about a season of hurt. So make sure you're here for that. We love you, and we'll see you guys next time.